Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, man. The guy's a legend, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, music, fashion, drinks. He's got his hands in everything.
It's true, he's done it all.
But lately, the headlines, they haven't exactly been about hit songs or, business deals.
No, not so much.
It's been about some, let's just say, pretty serious allegations.
Serious stuff, the kind of stuff that could really, I mean, really damage an empire.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today, not just the Diddy story, but the whole system that made him
Right,
lame.
a whole machine.
Okay, so for this deep dive, we went deep into this. Well, it's a pretty raw and unfiltered
Oh,
conversation.
yeah. Where'd you find this one?
It's from this YouTube channel, Unapologetically Masculine.
Okay, I've heard of them. They don't hold back, do they?
Not at all. It's Young Grizzy, Scotty Ferrari, and Wimmo, and they keep it 100% real, especially when they're talking about masculinity, from a black perspective.
That's interesting. So, what stood out to you from this conversation? What's the angle here?
Well, they really dissect not just the allegations against Diddy, but the entire entertainment industry. It gets pretty intense.
I bet. So they're going beyond just Diddy himself, looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly. They bring up these themes of like power dynamics, consent, what it really costs to be famous. It gets heavy.
Sounds like it. Let's unpack this. What are the actual allegations against Diddy that they're talking about?
All right, so they talk about a bunch of different stuff. Some of it's what they call freak-offs, which we'll get into, and then it goes all the way to, serious criminal charges.
Okay, let's start with the freak-offs. What are those exactly?
So essentially, they're talking about these wild parties Diddy was known for throwing. And according to these hosts, sexual activity was basically a given at these parties.
Okay, I'm following you. But was it consensual? They must have gotten into that.
They did, and that's where it gets really complicated. They debate whether it was always consensual or if things crossed the line, became exploitative, especially given the power dynamics at play.
That's a really good point. I mean, you've got someone like Giddy at the top of his game, tons of influence, money, power. It's easy to see how lines could get blurred.
Totally. And that's where their cynicism about the music industry really starts to show. They argue that Diddy was basically a highly paid puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, like he was allowed to think he had real power as long as he played by their rules.
But then he didn't. Is that what they're saying?
It seems like it. They imply that when he tried to change the game,
Things went south.
that's putting it lightly.
Yeah.
But hold on, because it gets even more serious.
Yeah, there's more.
Oh, yeah. See, Diddy's also facing accusations of sex trafficking.
Wow, that's.
It's interesting because these hosts, they seem a little skeptical about this particular accusation.
Really? Why?
It's not that they think Diddy's incapable of that kind of behavior, but they believe it's been an open secret in the industry for years, if you know what I mean.
So why are the authorities just acting now?
Exactly. They're cynical about the timing of it all. Like, why now?
It's like they're saying it only matters when it could hurt someone's bottom line.
Or when it's convenient, strategically advantageous to take someone powerful down.
Right. Yeah, I get it. It makes you think.
And it gets even darker, believe it or not.
Darker.
The conversation, it touches on accusations of Diddy ordering hits.
Wait, hits like.
Like actual hits on people. They even suggest he might have been connected to the deaths of, and I can't believe we're saying this, but Tupac and Biggie.
Wow, that's, I mean, those are huge accusations.
Right, and it doesn't stop there. They even bring up a car bombing, supposedly targeting Kid Cudi.
This is insane. So, what's their take on all of this?
Here's the thing, and this is what really got me. They almost seem to accept this as just part of Diddy's, persona. Like it's just who he is.
You're not really buying into it.
Not exactly. They use this phrase that's pretty telling. They call him the monster the industry created.
Oh, wow. So they're putting the blame on the industry
This
itself.
sounds a lot like it.
That's a bold statement. I'm really curious to hear where they go with that.
Me too. They
Yeah.
basically come right out and say everyone was happy to benefit from Diddy's excesses, his business practices, that whole image he cultivated.
Right.
Until, of course, it became inconvenient.
And then suddenly,
Suddenly he's the bad guy.
it's a pretty cynical take, but it's not necessarily wrong.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, is this a fair critique? Are they letting Diddy off the hook too easily, or?
Or could it be both?
Exactly. And it's not like we haven't seen this kind of dynamic before, unfortunately.
You're right. Not just in music, but everywhere. Think about
Oh, absolutely. We
that.
could go down a rabbit hole with that one.
Yeah, seriously. But for now, back to Diddy. Remember that story about, I think it was Cameron?
Cameron, wait, what story? Refresh my memory.
The one where he was at Diddy's house and supposedly found Well, a sex toy.
Oh, right. I'd almost forgotten about that.
And these hosts, it's wild. They basically laugh it off.
They just brush it aside. That's weird.
It's like they're saying, yeah, so what? That's Diddy.
It's just another day at the Diddy estate.
Exactly. But here's the thing. They don't let it go completely.
What do you mean?
They use that anecdote, that whole sex toy thing, to talk about how the industry has this double standard when it comes to sexuality, especially in hip-hop.
I see what you're saying. It's like, on the one hand, you've got this hyper-masculine image that's often celebrated, exploited even.
Right, right.
But then on the other hand, there's this unspoken reality. You know, maybe it's more fluid, more complex than what they present.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And God forbid anyone actually challenge that image.
Or what?
Or tries to, you know, like, live their truth openly. Let's just say it doesn't usually end well for them.
It's like that don't ask, don't tell era all over again.
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
But I get what you're saying. As long as the money keeps rolling in and the hits are coming out, everyone's cool with looking the other way.
Until it all blows up, of course.
Naturally. That's when the blame game starts.
But that's the question, isn't it? Who is really to blame in these situations?
Right. Is it the individual? Is it the industry? It's not an easy answer.
And it's something we have to grapple with. This isn't just some abstract concept.
This is real life with real consequences.
Because like you said before, this isn't just about Diddy. It's about power, exploitation, what fame does to people.
These are issues that reach far beyond the music industry.
Way beyond.
And that's where it gets really interesting, because these hosts, they actually suggest that we, the fans, we share some of the responsibility too.
Whoa, 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 hold on. How are we responsible?
They're saying we buy into the image, you know, we devour the music, the drama, but...
But we don't stop to think about what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, like, are we asking the right questions?
So just by being fans, we're enabling this whole messed up system.
It's not quite that simple. It's more nuanced. But I do think they make a good point.
Which is?
That we can't ignore our own roles in propping up these systems.
Even if it's just, like, passive support.
Sometimes even that's enough. It's definitely something to think about.
Okay, that's a heavy thought. It makes me wonder who the real monsters are in all of this. Seriously.
Yeah.
It really does make you think, like, are we being played?
Right, like, is any of it real?
Yeah, we see Diddy or whoever it is, larger than life, but...
But is it all just smoke and mirrors? A carefully crafted persona?
That's the question, right. And these hosts, they're not afraid to point that out.
Not at all. They're calling out the hypocrisy, plain and simple.
The way the industry profits off these huge personas.
Even when everyone knows there's more to the story.
100%. It's like with those freak-offs they were talking about. I mean, maybe it was consensual, maybe not. We don't know for sure, but...
But it was definitely messy.
Sure.
And possibly exploitative, you have to admit.
Yeah, and everyone just looked the other way. It's Diddy, after all.
Like he's above it all, right?
Exactly. And that's where I think it gets really, really uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Because we're all implicated, right?
Well, yeah. They're saying that we, as fans, we have a responsibility here.
To do our homework, maybe? Not just buy into the hype?
So it's on us to not just accept everything we see and hear?
I think so. We have to be more critical, you know? Question the stories we're being told.
Demand better from the artists, from the industry.
It's about being a conscious consumer. Of music, of culture, of everything, really.
That's not easy, though, is it?
No, it's not. There's so much noise out there.
So much information, so many different narratives. It's easy to get swept up in it all.
It is. But I think that's all the more reason to be having these conversations.
You know, it's funny. You don't often hear this kind of honesty, especially on YouTube.
It's all about the drama, getting those clicks, right?
Exactly. But this, what we heard from these guys, it felt different.
It's refreshing, actually. To hear people challenging the way things are.
So where do we go from here? What's the takeaway from all of this?
Honestly, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that nothing is ever as it seems.
And that power, it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. Fame, power, it can twist you, you know?
It's a cliche, I know.
But it's true. And it's not just about the people in power. It's about all of us.
We're all part of this ecosystem. We have a role to play.
And sometimes the most important thing we can do is just to listen to these uncomfortable conversations.
To ask tough questions and demand better.
Exactly.
Well, this has been pretty eye-opening. I definitely have a lot to think about.
Me too. But that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Until next time, I guess.
Keep asking those questions, folks.